Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Not Old Teens. I am very happy that you guys are here today. Hope you guys are having an amazing day, and let's get straight into my pod. So this episode is my 10th episode. Yay. Background sound effects. This is my 10th episode. It's crazy that I've been doing this for 10 straight weeks in a row. I never thought that I could be this committed to something, honestly, but I'm very proud of myself. That's basically like 70 days of my pod being out in the open in the world, and it's been doing so great, and I'm so grateful for all of you guys listening, so thank you. And let's get into my updates on me. So, this week on Monday, my fourth term started this week, and I'm so happy because it's my last term as a sophomore. Kind of crazy, kind of sad, but it's my last term as a sophomore, and it's my easiest term. I have PE, I have English honors, I have French too, and I have sports therapy. Very fun classes. I enjoy them all. I enjoy all my teachers, and I'm very happy that I have this last term to end off my distance learning. The second thing is that I deleted all my social media. So, I used my mom's phone to post about the pod. Like, I pre-did it. I pre-wrote it, copied and pasted it to her phone, and then, like, wrote it all and posted it. But I haven't had TikTok since Sunday. I haven't had Snapchat or Instagram on my phone since Sunday because it was giving me like a lot of anxiety. It was making like a lot of information about everything all across the world kept going to my brain, and it makes me like go into like a spiral of like worry and everything that I don't need to be going into. So I just deleted it, and I've been doing pretty good without it. But the only thing is like my parents are like always on Instagram, and they send me messages all the time, and then they'll come into the kitchen, like my dad earlier, come into the kitchen and be like, did you see that video that I sent you? And I'm like, no, because I don't have it Instagram right now. But that's really funny. But I'm feeling pretty good about it. I have like I've just been reading books on my phone, really, and just going on Pinterest sometimes. But it actually really helps me because I feel like in some of my classes, like, especially my language class, I get distracted. And that doesn't, oh my gosh, it doesn't help me in the long run because, like, that's, I need to learn how to speak it, you know? And then the second thing is I've been making baked oats as I deleted TikTok, even though baked oats are kind of a big thing on TikTok lately. As soon as I deleted it, I was like, maybe I should start baking some oats. So, like, the first time I did it, it was before, if you go listen to my last episode, I had my sister on there, my first guest, super cool. We talked about how we went to San Diego, but before we went to San Diego, I tried to make baked oats, but I didn't follow, like, the recipe from TikTok. I followed a recipe from Pinterest, and I feel like Pinterest is kind of, like, sorry, I need to burp. I feel like Pinterest is not as up-to-date as TikTok. So then, like, I didn't follow the recipe as good, but then I screenshotted something from TikTok before I deleted it, had it on my phone, did the recipe so good. It literally, everybody said it tastes like cake. It literally tastes like cake, and we have chocolate chips. It's like chocolate chip banana cake. It is so good. You guys have to try it. It's really good. And then, last thing is, for my 10th episode, I am doing a giveaway. I'm not saying what's the giveaway is, what's in it, da, 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 da. But all the details will be on my Instagram, so look out for that. And that's basically updates on me. So let's get into Book of the Week. So this week's Book of the Week is called Serious Moonlight by Jen Bennett. And before I go into it, I just felt like my last episode, I didn't go into as much detail as I usually want to about when I talk about a book. So I made sure to do that in this episode, as I wrote down this episode. And I really want to do that, and I really want you guys to be, like, intrigued in the book. So I make sure I'm putting, like, things about it without spoilers. That's the only hard part. Like, I want to talk about the book, but I don't want to spoil it. And maybe, like, if I talk about a book that I absolutely love so much, I might do an episode where I'm like, okay, this book of the week I'm spoiling, but I'm not sure yet. So I'll keep you guys up to date on that. I have to think about that. But let me give you guys my Goodreads description. After an awkward first encounter, Birdie and Daniel are forced to work together in a Seattle hotel where a famous author leads a mysterious and seduced life. In this romantic contemporary novel from the author Alex Approximately. So, it was a very long description on Goodreads. I just took the first little paragraph because I feel like the rest kind of went very, very into detail about the story. But the author, I said Jen Bennett, right? Jen Bennett. I read another book that she has, Alex Approximately, as I said, and I'm literally going to reread that book soon because I read this book and it reminded me of that book. I love that book. I read it when I was like, I don't know how old I was, but I wasn't 16. I was like maybe like 14, and like I want to reread it to like go through it again, but I just remember loving it. It was a great book. This book though, Serious Moonlight, I give it an 8 out of 10 rating. The two main characters, Birdie and Daniel, Birdie is the girl and Daniel is the boy. They, it's a contemporary love story, so you know, like, they like each other as it goes on without, like, saying a spoiler. But I feel like they have a great development into a relationship because sometimes when you read a book, books that aren't slow burn books, but sometimes, like, you read a book and you feel like they got into it too fast. Like, everything's happening so fast. And you're like, wait, I want to see development. If you like, want to see development, want to see them grow, want to see them not, like, just be attracted to each other and go for each other, but actually start to learn about each other before they start to date and all that stuff, this is a great book for that. Both of the characters had great representation and diversity. And what I mean by that is Daniel is Japanese and he's a main character. So it's like you have a main character that's not just like white and is not just, even if they are like a character in the show, movie, whatever, they're not like a side character. They're the main character. And that was great. And he had, like, you got to see some of his family, without spoilers, you got to see some of his family life, which was great, and see kind of, like, the home life of that and his, like, who he is. Also, like, I learned about a new disability in this book, which I've never heard of, and it was very interesting, and it made me want to, like, learn more about it, and I love when authors give you something new to, like, go search up that's not even related to the book, but it's something new that you're like, wow, I never heard of this before, and I feel like the author did a great job of taking care of that, because it can be very hard to talk about something that you don't have, or something that you don't know, or something that you aren't. So, I feel like that's really hard, but this author, Bennett, she did a great job of showing these things with details and lots of care. Like, she talked about safe sex, and that's very important, especially, like, in young adult books that you talk about, like, being safe and just knowing the process of that. She did a great job of that because I feel like some young adult books skim over that, and that's, like, an important factor if you're talking about it. Also, there was, like, the characters were multi-layered, and they had interest, and you got to know their background story, and you felt like you knew them personally, and that's a great thing that this author did, was capture you in that way. So, the only reason that I really give this an 8 out of 10, because I feel like some parts felt dragged, and, I could have read without, you know, like, you're kind of dragging this, you know, like, you don't have to put all those, like, that little side part in there, you know, like, the book's still good without that, so that's the only reason why I didn't give it a 10 out of 10, but I felt like it was great, and it was refreshing, and it was new, and I loved it. It was, like, it was a romance with a little bit of mystery also, and before this book, I read another mystery book, so I was like, wow, like, I'm getting into a little mystery, but that was really cool. Also, just be aware of, like, trigger warnings, like suicide, depression, stalking, parental death, and loss of pregnancy in this book, so make sure you look up any, like, warnings before you read it, but yeah, I hope that was more explanation than I have been doing. I just want to add more details to my book of the week. But that was Serious Moonlight by Jen Bennett. And let's get to the second part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the second part of my pod, Let's Really Talk, where we really talk. So, as you guys read in the title, not all teens set goals, and I wanted to talk about this because, honestly, my goal for this podcast was for it to be my project, and I didn't think as far as doing this for 10 weeks, and it's crazy how you can transform something in your mind, have a goal, and it go beyond than you could ever think. So that's why I wanted to talk about goals, because my main goal for this was like, do it as a project, but also I was like, okay, let's get at least one episode out, and now I have 10, which is super crazy. But let's get straight into it. So for this episode, since I'm like talking about goals, I decided to not usually, I find a website, find different websites, do my research on it, and then talk about it in like a way that I think is better for teenagers to process and everything. But since I wanted it to be more realistic, I feel like those things can be realistic, but more realistic from my point of view of setting a goal. So I wanted to say my ways, my steps, and how I set a goal. So, I feel like it's so easy for people to tell you, like, do these steps to set a goal. And here, like, in school, they'll give you a piece of paper and be like, okay, write down your goal and fill in the questions. And that's how you're going to do your, like, reach your goal, the steps you're going to have to do it. But personally, for me, it's kind of hard for me to do that because I have, like, big goals and I can't fit them all in, like, the box of what you guys want me to do, like, at school and stuff. So I wanted to show a more, like, flexible and real-life way that I do it. So the first step that I do is find out the goal that I want, obviously. So I'm gonna be talking about this as my podcast. So I, like, was thinking, what do I want to do for my project? My goal was to make a podcast. I kind of did more than that. I started an Instagram. I started a TikTok that I don't use, but I'm going to use soon. I started a website that I use. So, like, I did a little bit more than that. But my main goal was to make a podcast. Originally, I don't know if I've ever said this on the pod. But originally, my podcast was going to be Not All Teens Hate Books. And I was going to talk about book reviews and everything. And then I started to think about other things that I want to add to the pod, and I was gonna make two separate podcasts, and my mom was like, girl, just put it together, you can make one podcast. So I found out the goal that I wanted after some time, and then I wrote it down. I decided if it was a long-term goal or a short-term goal, and for this pod, I thought it was just gonna be a short-term goal, but then it turned into a long-term goal, and that's fine. Like, you can be very flexible with your goals. It's not gonna be whatever you write down or whatever you think, the first thing that you think is probably not going to be what it is. Because like I said this was going to be about books, and now I'm talking about something else that's not books. So it's like, can be different and flexible that way. So once I find that out, I write it down with a date measured in months and not days, because I feel like months are more flexible, and you don't have to be so precise, and you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself. So originally I said I wanted to record one good episode by December 25th, and I did that. I don't know if that was my first episode, I think, that I put out, because I have like a bunch of other episodes that I'm probably never gonna put out, but like I made a bunch and I went through all of it to see until I got one. So then that was kind of, but that's like, I don't know. But then the second step is to, even though I had that, like I had that specific episode, I had to sleep on it. I had to make more. So the second step is to sleep on it. So like, don't think that your first one is the best one. And don't think that the first day that you do it is it's done. Like, your goal has to take, it takes time to do. So you have to reflect and gather your thoughts and make it realistic for yourself, not like an over, because you know yourself. You know if you're like, okay, I'm going to run 10 miles tomorrow and you haven't ran a mile in like 5 months, that realistically, you're probably not going to run 10 miles tomorrow. So making it realistic for yourself. So for my pod, how did I make it realistic for myself? I just made it so that I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to do it. But the thing is, my parents tell me like, oh, you should do it every other week. But realistically, I know I can record every week and make that time for myself. Instead of saying I'm going to put it out twice a week, that's kind of too much. Making it more realistic, I'm going to put out episode once a week. After you decide all that kind of stuff, you start to add more detail to it. So, like, I had only 2 segments. I added a 3rd segment, what's on my mind, so I can be more personal with it. Also, like, at first, I didn't have updates on Maya in my pod. I just thought of that, like, halfway through, like, probably my 4th episode, I thought of that. So, knowing that you can add details to your goal, like, you're going to add to it, and you're going to change it, definitely. So knowing that, you like, brainstorm sometimes. Take a minute. Even if you feel like you're going the right direction for your goal, brainstorm and be like, maybe I should add this. Or maybe I should look for some resources that can help me. But making sure that you organize it in a way that's not weighing on your mental health as you're adding the details. Like, not adding more details to, like, sometimes you can add more details to make it better, but not adding more details to just weigh more on yourself, you know? The 4th one is to talk it over with someone else. So I remember the day that I thought about doing this podcast. I was like in my mom's room. I was deciding that I wasn't going to play basketball anymore. And I was like, okay, I want to do something too. Like, I have this MIP project I have to do, but I also want to do something else. You know, like, I don't want to, even though I'm playing volleyball, I'm like a very productive person. So I want something else to do. And I did all these stuff before. I slept on it. I had the details. I did that. And then I went to my mom's room and, I really just said it out loud and was like, okay, this is kind of what I want to do. And my mom knows me the best. And she's like, yeah, you can do this. Like, just talking to someone that actually knows you and can give you like true information and commentary for you to know if your goal is really realistic for yourself. The 5th one is to start it. So just making sure that you're, even if you like started it already, like as I'm saying this, I'm realizing like I'm saying as I already started it, but like don't start, oh my gosh, sorry, start it, but don't like give up on it. Don't just start it and not keep putting the work into it, because you can't do your goal without like working on it. Not even, you don't have to do it every day, but at least like making it a time frame for you to do it. Like, maybe I'll do it every month or like every week or every day, but starting it and then keep going with it. And the last thing is to take breaks while you're doing it. Whether it's a short-term goal or a long-term goal, you have to take breaks so you don't get like, I would say not getting like burnt out from it, but wanting to like not, you take breaks so you don't get burnt out from it, but you also take breaks so you can like know more about it and see it from another point of view, because sometimes you have a different point of view when you're doing it than when you're not doing it. So you can like take time to reflect. And also it's great to take breaks just for your mental health, just to be good, you know? So that was my steps to how I do a goal. And let's get to the last part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part of my podcast and my favorite part of the podcast, What's on My Mind, where I talk about what's on my mind. And this week I'm talking about the album Justice by Justin Bieber. So first I'm gonna go through like my history of him, my other albums that I like, my opinion on Justice, and then like maybe rating some of the songs. So I have liked Justin Bieber since I was in first or second grade. I had a poster of him in my room. I loved him to death. And then I went through a phase where the people around me and my friends, quotation marks, not really my friends, but my friends at the time, thought Justin Bieber fans were just annoying little girls that screamed and were brats and were crazy over him and didn't need to be, da 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 da. So then I went with the crowd and I didn't like him anymore. And then I started to go to middle school, I started to like him again. And then high school, I just started to like him more. And now I am where I'm at, where I have a Justin Bieber poster back on my wall. I have a Justin Bieber sweatshirt, and I am going to a Justin Bieber concert. So that's where I am standing. So that's kind of my history on him. Like, I've liked him since I was little. And despite, like, the bad and good things that he has done, I think he's human, but I don't idolize him as, like, someone. Like, I don't idolize him because I don't idolize people, and I don't think that's really, like, healthy, but I do like him as an artist, and I like him as a person sometimes. So I'm going to go through the other albums that he has before I go through Justice. So he has a couple albums. My favorite album is Journals, which on Apple Music doesn't say that's an album. It says that it's complicated. I don't know what it's called, but it's not under his albums. But it's my favorite album because lately he's been saying how he wants to make R&B music, and that was an R&B album to me. It was definitely. And it was great. It was his light skin phase, and I loved it. I love all the songs on there except the R. Kelly one because I don't support R. Kelly, and I deleted that song off my phone. It shouldn't be on the album anymore. But I love that album. And the other albums that I like, I love Believe, and I love all the albums. I love all of them. Purpose came out in 2015. And that's, like, Purpose got me through a little bit of a hard time as a little girl, teenager girl, but a little preteen girl. But I cried to his music before. So, like, I do love Justin Bieber. But his other albums, yes, I like them. But now I'm going to talk about Justice. So, Justice came out this year. I think it came out, last Friday, like two Fridays ago, a couple weeks, well, maybe like 3 weeks ago it came out. I don't know. I don't have social media, guys, and it's making me hard to keep track of certain things. But it came out a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to talk about it. So I overall rate it. I think I rate it like a, I don't know. I think I rate it like a 7 out of 10 because it's called Justice, as I said like a million times already. And he said in his Instagram post, when he posted about it, I can't bring up the exact words right now because, of course, it was on Instagram. Excuse me. But he said how it was like an album about justice and inequality, like not equal rights for people. And, like, all the crazy things happening, like, the Black Lives Matter, the Asian hate crimes, everything that's, like, going at different people. It was, like, supposedly, he didn't say he was going to talk about that, but it seemed like he was going to talk about the struggles of other people that aren't Caucasian. So that's what it sounded like. Which, I was like, okay, like, you're Canadian, but that's fine. So I was a little sketch about that. And then the album came out, and I listened to I read all the lyrics to every single song, and then I listened to it a couple times, and my sister literally asked me every day, what you rate the album? I'm like, girl, you're gonna have to listen to the episode. So yeah, like a 7 out of 10. But there's these two parts in the album that I don't know how I feel. So the first song on the album is called Too Much, and it starts off with Martin Luther King Jr., the activist leader, civil rights leader, saying a sentence about injustice is like not a justice to society or something like that. And yeah, his album's named Justice. Okay, so what are you gonna say after that? After that, he sings about how he can't be too much away from his wife, which is fine. Like, I like the song, but I don't understand how those two things correlate together. And then the seventh song, quotation mark song of the album, is like a 2-minute speech of Martin Luther King, and then it follows by a song called Die For You, where he talks about how he would die for his partner. So, as a person, the I guess as like a person of color, or just I don't know, like as a person, this kind of feels kind of as I've read a lot of articles about this, it feels like why, like I've listened to all of his songs, and every single song, it's about loving someone, but like I get that, or just like not wanting to be away from someone, or one of them is called Ghost, where he rather like love the ghost of someone, like all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't tap on anything that Martin Luther King Jr. said. It doesn't tap on any of that. It doesn't tap on any injustice that are in our society. It doesn't say anything about that. So that's where I'm confused, and I don't know if he has said updates on what his explanation for the album is, because I don't, as I said, don't have social media. But if I look it up, I will update you guys and restate my claim. But my claim for right now is that I do not understand what his point of putting those two things in his album. To me, it feels like you wrote the album and you wanted to be up with the fray, up with what's going on right now. So you s put those two things in, and then I don't know. Because the album has nothing to do with those two things, and it frustrates me just because like I know like I don't know him personally, but like I feel like as a person that you if you're going to put that in your album, like you should have music related to what you're talking about or what another person is saying. That's such a big important person, as like Martin Luther King Jr. is like one of the most famous civil rights people ever. So it's like what were you like? I'm really ranting about this, but let me rate the songs. There's only like there's only 16 songs on here, so I can rate them real quick. Too Much has the Martin Luther King Jr. thing in the beginning, but I like the song, so I give it like a 6 out of 10. Deserve You, I don't really like the overall message of it. It's like him saying that he doesn't deserve his wife. And I feel like that's kind of like a weird message just to me, because like you deserve, I don't know. Like I don't know how to explain that, but I don't love that song. So I give that like a 4.5 out of 10. As I Am featuring Khalid, I love Khalid, so that it's gonna make the song go up more than it probably should be. I give that like an 8 out of 10. Off My Face is the fourth song of the album. I give that a 10 out of 10 because I would play that song at my wedding. It's the cutest song ever. I love it. It's so cute. Holy featuring, like, I don't want to say all the names because I don't know how to say some of the names that are on the album. But Holy, love it. I liked it since it came out. I love Chance the Rapper, so I like that song. It makes me feel good. I love the tune of it. Tune of it. I sound so weird. And then Unstable. I like the chorus, but it's not like my favorite. Like none of these are like my favorite songs in the world except Off My Face. But I give that like a 6 out of 10. The seventh one is the Martin Luther King speech. It's a great speech, 10 out of 10 for the speech. Putting it on the album for no explanation. No, I'm never gonna rate that. Die For You is like an 80s pop song, and I think it's the cutest song ever, but it's right after the Martin Luther King speech, so that's kind of, you know. I still like the song though. It's a good song. I gave it like a 8 out of 10 for the song because me and my brother were dancing to it. It's a cute song. Holy, Hold On. I don't hate it. I don't hate the video, but it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't love it either. So I give that like a 4 out of 10. Somebody reminds me of it's this one song that he has. I forgot what it's called, but it's on the Purpose album, and it's a song that's just like this. So I give it like a 6 out of 10. Ghost, I like that song. It's kind of sad. And it's kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't really know what he's talking about, but I like the song, so I'll give it a 7 out of 10. Peaches, is popular right now. The video was okay. It's always stuck in my head, so I give it a 9 out of 10. Yeah. I don't hate it. Love You Different, I don't like it. I give it a 2 out of 10. Loved By You, I don't like it either, so I'll give it a 2 out of 10. Anyone, I don't like it either, so I'll give it like a. Actually, I give it a 3.5 out of 10. And then Lonely, I give it like a 9.5 out of 10. I loved it. I cried to it when he sang it on SNL. It was a really good song. Very authentic. Very authentic. But yeah, overall, I give the album a 7 out of 10, like as a whole, without doing that, like the math of it individually of each song. But I just feel like it, I'm confused on the message. And if you guys have like something that's like, wait, Maya, this is how he was gonna do it, like send it to me, because I want to know, because I love Justin Bieber. But that's how I rate the album. I feel kind of sad because I really like him, I really like his music, but this wasn't the best. So yeah. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Be on the lookout for the giveaway coming on my Instagram soon. And go follow my Instagram, of course, not all teens, so you guys can go see that giveaway. And yeah, see you guys next week. Bye.